So I'm on your post exchange feedback function, right? And I know I said not to use it, but I just want to try something. I've noticed something about every single, it's like I told you, it's weird because there's people, I noticed that when people give me like cool feedback, like, yo, this shit is fire, keep doing your thing. Like, some people must not like that and give them like one star. Then the ones who want to be so in detail, talking about, oh, the mixing and, oh, the beats and, oh, it got to have, I mean, unfortunately, since you have this unique, this underground sound, it won't be on the Billboard charts. I am so sick and tired of these pretentious-ass fans that think when you upload songs on SoundCloud that every song has to fucking go to the masses, has to be on the fucking charts. And I noticed that's been like a recurring thing with every single feedback. Like, y'all so obsessed with being on the charts is fucking ridiculous. Like, fuck the damn charts. And the only fucking reason why they so obsessed with that shit, because they see potential and they know that the mainstream sucks. So when they hear a nigga like me, and shout out to the dude that's on Instagram that's like, yo, Mike is the best OG rapper. That's cool. So the name is, like, trust me, I'm gonna get more of those. It's called a slow grind, which proves my point. I ain't gotta change shit. And usually when I be downing my own sounds because I'm listening to what motherfuckers on YouTube, no, on TikTok are saying, oh, you gotta rap like this. Oh, you gotta have more energy in your flow. Oh, da 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 da. Shut the fuck up. All these niggas want you to do is make music that's catering to the fucking mainstream. And it's weird because if you're underground, making mainstream music is easy to market you. But then again, it's just stupid. Like, why come artists can't just, I don't know, be themselves? Why do we have to make music catering to the mainstream? Why do I have to have songs with pre-choruses? Why the fucking, the mixing can't be, and there's no such thing as a perfect mix. And I've seen, and it's the weird thing. These people complain about the mixing, the vocal mixing and all this shit and so many little fucking videos of how to mix your vocals and da 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 da. Okay, I don't need that. I've seen mainstream rappers who've won Grammys and platinum plaques, and I've seen people in the comments saying, damn, if the mixing was better, but yet the motherfucker won a Grammy. Damn, I wish the mixing on the beats were better, but people are banging that music. The thing about these pretentious ass fans who think like this, they don't speak for normal fans. These are people that don't know nothing about rap. They know pop. You don't know nothing about music at all. They think music is just this byproduct that has to be perfect and blah, blah, blah. And forget about the art that comes with the music. That's why these fools be saying these things. It sounds fucking robotic. It's like I told you. It's like a fucking AI is typing this shit. You know what I mean? And if you got some potentials, like they really, really want you to like really go and make some pop music. Come on, man, you gotta do it. When I hop on a fucking pop beat by TaylorMade Beats with a fucking, you know, hook already in it, first thing fly these motherfuckers' faces. Man, that shit don't even fit your style, bro. And it's funny because somebody actually left a comment saying on the song I'm talking about is like My Psyche, the one with Quale christening. And this dude was like, yo, I'm glad this is a dope OG beat. It's so fire. You know, the beat fits your flow. It fits your style. Da 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 da. It's so fire, bro. Keep it up, bro. And somebody gave that nigga one star. Like, bro, why would you give him one star? But the ones who are super technical and super about, oh, the beat and the technicalities of your fucking vocals and the range and your vocals are louder than the beat, when it's really not. The beat is really louder than my fucking goddamn vocals. No, man, and it's like, and keep in mind, the beat and the vocals are at a good fucking level. These motherfuckers just want to do that because they know that when we all know that niggas on SoundCloud make music from home. These are experts who know this. And so when they hear anything that doesn't sound industry or what they perceive as industry, keep in mind, we're underground. they say that's not it. Come on, bro. You should like really work on the mixing, blah, blah, fucking blah. Not knowing that mixing is a motherfucking goddamn, is a fucking creative decision. And the reason why I know this, because of, as much as they're like, yo, I wish they, all they want me to do, you got the potential, just go and spend studio time. Like, these fools really miss the days when rappers literally went to a fucking professional studio and recorded music. Right? So if I sat there, recorded music in a fucking multi-million dollar studio, keep in mind how big the studio is and how expensive the studio is, does not equate quality. Because even mainstream hell, y'all gave Eminem hell on Revival talking about how bad the mixing was. And that album went number one. This is a multi-million dollar rapper who recorded an album called Revival. And y'all talking about how the mixing was garbage and the mixing was sucky. Not just on that, even on Kamikaze. And that shit still won a Grammy. So do mixing really fucking matters when even mainstream rappers who record music, who have bad mixing, still fucking win Grammys and still go platinum? So why is this whole urge, whole stress on telling up-and-coming rappers to have a perfect mix when even the fucking mainstream rappers who get Grammys and get platinum plaques don't care about the mixing? Their fans don't even fucking care. Honestly, like, here's the funny part. Let me fucking go with a fucking, someone who does, does music, like a multi-million dollar studio Grammy Award winning music producer mixing my whole album. And keep in mind, do what these niggas do. Like this one, like, hire a person to sing, but this person, because this fool didn't think I didn't read. He's like, yo, you got lyrics. What he was trying to, he was saying all this mumbo jumbo, right, about your lyrics and your flow. But when I broke down what he was trying to say, I give this nigga a low score. This is what he was trying to say. He was saying, basically, you should write lyrics for other people because your voice, I'm not liking your voice. You should be a ghostwriter. But he was prompt like, but he was praising me from the top. See, this is what I'm talking about. We post exchange feedback function is garbage. It's not real feedback. It's not. Because if I were to sit there and be in a multi-million dollar studio with a Grammy Award winning person that mixes my vocals, right? And I'm recording a whole album like that every fucking time. At first, oh, I'm so happy that Mike is choosing to take his music seriously and actually go with the mixing, go with someone that can mix your vocals well. Now, keep in mind of this too. Don't think because it won't be someone saying, yeah, that's cool, but I think they could have just toned down his high ends just a little bit. Since when did fans start talking like that? Music fans back never cared about mixing like this. I said this in the older podcast. Since when did fans start talking like that, like this? Since when did fans start caring so much about how a vocal is mixed, how a beat is made, how this is made, how the kick drum is made? Y'all some Anthony Fantano babies. Y'all think it's cool. I think it's cool to have fans think like that, but it's fucking stupid if you ask me. Especially when it comes down to rap. Nobody cares. The rawness is what makes it authentic, my nigga. If I sit there and went and mixed my vocals with a multi-million dollar fucking engineer, mind you, I'm wasting a lot of money on this shit. So it's not an authentic vibe. I'm in a studio with a fucking engineer mixing and mastering my shit. Then I go there and then I send them music. The music comes out. Oh my God, the mixing is so great. Oh my God, at first. But keep on doing that shit. You know what? I kind of miss how Mike's old music was fucking mixed. Even though people didn't like how, you know, it wasn't like professionally mixed, whatever, but it was passable. You know, it wasn't bad. It was authentic. You know, it was real. Because it's not real if it sounds perfect. That's what these niggas want from me. It sounds too perfect. It sounds too pretty. I've seen music reviewers say this about particular artists. Oh, the mixing sounds too clear. The mixing sounds too, it sounds too clean. It sounds like whenever I told you about Charles Hamilton, how when Charles Hamilton made his second album called Hamilton Charles, they mixed the vocals sounding super clear, and his fans didn't like it because it sounded too clear in comparison to how Charles Hamilton raw mixing was. Yeah. And remember how I told you how Slaughterhouse did not like Slaughterhouse fans did not like the Slaughterhouse album from Shady Records because it sound too clean, and it didn't sound raw, and it didn't sound street, and just talking about the beat, they're talking about the mixing too. The mixing was like too clear, it was too this, it was too clear, and they took the rawness out of it. What the fuck you think? Because don't think for a second there is no fans that's listening to my shit. Because my be on fucking goddamn slap, no one talks about the mixing like that. When I send my songs to fucking Dorky, he doesn't talk about the mixing. And mind you, he will tell you if the mixing sounds ass. Now, from the songs I've been sending, with me mixing it the exact way that I've been mixing it, he hasn't said a damn thing about it. Not once. He would have said something. Now, mind you, you can't even be creative with your mixing nowadays. I can't even make my mixing sound even more raw than it is, because guess what? Look at how they fucking treated Peggy and Danny Brown when they made an experimental rap album. All they did was complain about the mixing when it's supposed to sound like that. And then what's their rebuttal? The songs sound too good. They sound too good. Shut up. And I don't know why we got these nerdy-ass motherfuckers in rap music doing this shit. These nerds should not be around rap, but that's what happens when rap becomes too fucking commercialized. You got nerds trying to tell us artists how to mix our vocals and make sure that we compete with the fucking pop scene by telling us to do pre-choruses and mix your vocals in a way where it can be on the charts. Like someone literally said, unfortunately, this song would not be on the charts. Like, I give a fuck about the charts. All these niggas care about now, all these nerds who critique music that's on SoundCloud, that's on fucking YouTube, whatever, care about is they see underground rappers, and if they got potential, their opinions is always the same opinions. Make your music catering to the pop charts. Why? Because we need artists like you. They know that the mainstream music, the mainstream landscape is garbage. So they be looking for niggas like me to make music and I guess bring something refreshing to the game or something. Y'all don't even want nothing new anyway. So why are you on my dick? It'll be worse if I did blow up. Then you're gonna treat me like you treat Killer Mike. Like, come on, dog. So that's why I say what I say, man. That's why I say what I fucking say. Cause in the fucking day, bro, all these nerds that be talking about the mixing. Oh, I wish the beat wasn't like this. I'm rapping on a unique beat. No, I don't like the beat. You know, I wish the beat was more modern. If you rapped over a more trap beat, you know, it'd be fire. These are just nerdy ass kids who are Gen Z, and I'm not saying all of them, these are nerdy ass kids who just want everyone to just follow trends. And if you don't do it, we're not gonna like you. Why do you think I don't send my songs to any fucking, to these, like, reviewers, and I'm gonna post that shit I'm talking about, these little TikTokers, because it's the same thing. I sing a song, they'll say, oh man, you know, this song sounds boring. Your delivery sounds like you don't want to rap, when it's not the case. And they don't understand. People just naturally sound like that. Like how I'm talking to you is exactly the tone that I present when I'm rapping. Like, fuck are we doing? But you know, I'm just saying. It's what it is.